Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver, who joins us now. Mel Kiper's got the Titans taking a running back at 25. Right. Chris, what do you think of that?
I mean, if you kind of look at the scenario of the Tennessee Titans office, look at DeMarco Murray. He's probably not going to be here. And then the verdict is still out if Henry's the guy. And if you look at LaFleur and O'Hara, what offense are they going to run? Are they going to have a spread offense, or are they going to be in a 21 personnel? So it's all going to be, you know, can Henry fit the scheme, or they can get a running back that can fit the whole scheme of what they're doing. So, that's a big question. But in my opinion, I think they will.
If you already had the Derrick Henry tool in the toolbox,
right,
how would you build your offensive system? How much run, how much pass, and what would you do to really feature Henry's skills?
Yeah, but see, like last year, we always talk about the smash mouth football. Smash mouth is coming straight downhill. I don't know if Matt LaFleur are going to do that. They're going to make sure the offense is spread out and use the ability of their players. And if you put Henry in that position and you start flaring him out, he's got to read defense. He's got to do things that he's not comfortable with. So if you say you want to build your offense around Henry, you got to put him in position to where he's coming downhill. He doesn't have to think too much and let all of his ability come to fruition.
We keep talking about Davis and where he was last year,
right?
Where we think he's going. And there are a lot of people that think, hey, he's a top five pick. This guy's going to be a great player.
Right.
And I'm a little bit more, well, let me see it.
What
are your thoughts?
You know what? You know, last year, I was thinking the exact same thing. He's, to me right now, and the verdict's still out, he's just a player right now. He's got to become an impact player. When I say an impact player, a guy that changes the game. I mean, if you look at the guys from Pittsburgh, the guy from Atlanta, guys like that, Julio Jones and Antonio Brown, you got guys that change the game. When you're a top five pick in the draft, you got to be a game changer. You can't make one catch here and drop a pass here or miss a read. You don't have time to do that. You got to say, you know what? If I'm a player that they pick me to be, I'm going to come out, make plays, and change the whole atmosphere of the game. You know, last year I watched him on TV and I watched the game. You didn't feel him on the field. Sometimes I didn't even know he was in the game. But, you know, I can kind of look back at last year. I know he was hurt and he kind of had a bad start. But if he can just come out and be an impact player and change the game, now they can say he's a great top five pick.
We saw Jarvis Landry just got franchised for 16 plus a year.
I'm coming out of retirement.
God, yeah, you better.
Just for 5 minutes. I just want to come out for 5 minutes.
Is he franchise receiver material to you?
No. $16 million?
Yeah.
Hold up, is it? Are you serious? $16 million?
Yeah.
Or $16? $16 million or $16?
$16.
Same category as Davis. He made some plays. He made some splash plays. When I say splash plays,
he's caught 400 passes in 4 years.
Yeah, but how? Okay, great, 400 passes. But is he a game changer?
You obviously didn't watch the Pro Bowl skills competition in the dodgeball. He was fantastic.
Okay. If we have a dodgeball team, I'll give him $16 million. But when you sign a guy for $16 million, you better change the game. You better be a Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, or the guy from the Giants. You can't just make a couple of plays here and there. Yeah, you may catch 400 passes, but look at how many touchdowns you have. Look at how many yards per catch you have. I mean, all that stuff matters. You got to be a player that's not just a player. You got to impact the whole game.
I think he had like the lowest yards per catch.
That's what I'm saying.
Of any receiver in the league this year.
Yeah, if you're catching, if they're playing off coverage, cover three or cover one, and they're off, and you're catching a 5 yard hitch, and you're catching six or seven of a game, and you only have 50-some yards, come on. That's exactly what you're saying. You got to be a guy that can take the top off the defense, catch the ball, hit 5 or 6 yard hits, and take it the distance. And that, I didn't see it.
Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders is our guest. Okay, so you've got three options here at wide receiver.
Okay.
Number one, you can take the guys you have now, Matthews, Davis, Taylor, and Sharp, and you can hope that with better coaching that they become better players. You can draft a receiver high and then add him kind of to the mix and hope that he works out maybe better than what they've had. Or you can try to go out and get a free agent that will come in here and be a starting receiver. Of those three, which one do you like the most?
You know, I think number one, I just think that you stick with the guys that you have. I mean, if you look at in free agency, who's out there? there's not too many guys that kind of really wow you that's right. going to come in and make some plays. And then now if you go get somebody in the draft, now you're doing the same thing that you did with Davis last year. He's got to learn the verbiage of an NFL player. So I just think that, you know, a lot of these guys that the Tennessee Titans, Matthews, Davis, a lot of these guys have a couple of years under their belt. So now the key is Rob Moore, the new Tennessee Titans receiver coach, he's got to teach them how to run routes. He's got to teach them how to get open. He's got to teach them how to become – these guys have to become impact players. And if he can do that, I think the sky's the limit for these receivers that they have now.
Did you see – I don't know if you saw, but they were talking about Watkins and the receiver coach having some words, I guess, when they were in Buffalo?
Oh, no, I didn't. Uh-oh. Like, yeah. they didn't like each other?
Yeah, Watkins didn't like him
something
after he
like
left
that.
Or something.
Yeah, what,
come on.
Would that affect you?
Heck yeah. Okay, you know, because I coach football, and you have a lot of kids that have great ability. But if you're not coachable and you're not going to listen, I'm not going to deal with it. Because if you're not coachable and you want to do your own thing, you're going to get in the game and you're going to make mistakes because you want to do your own thing. I mean, listen, I was talking to a coach one day, and he coached Richard Dent or something like that. He said Richard Dent will come in after this offseason, and he'll have a piece of paper, and he'll say, what do I need to do to improve? That's a guy that's coachable. So if you have receivers that are not listening to their coach and not listening to the offensive coordinator, I'm not bringing them in, because if you're not coachable, then you're not going to help us win on the field.
Chris Sanders, we will talk to you next week. We'll have a combine going on and so much more. Always good to talk to you.
Yes, sir, bro. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
okay,
Chris Sanders joining us here on the show.